They do the Wildcat. They did it last week against Houston. So that's something we have to be very aware of. We got to stay in our lanes and all those type of things that we didn't do in some of those other games. It's a fun place to play. The crowd, they're into it in a different way. There's a lot of energy in that building. I think it'd be a great atmosphere because, again, they're in the same boat we're kind of in. We have the same record. We're both trying to be that wild card team, and so I'm sure there'll be a lot of excitement.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Craig Peters joins us from TitansOnline.com. Craig, big game, and we'll get to the implications in the playoffs coming up. But the Raiders know Chris Johnson. They know how dangerous he could be. Which Chris Johnson are we going to see this Sunday in Oakland?
Well, the Titans are hoping the one that started the Thursday night game against the Colts kind of on fire came out. I think he had about 80 yards on his first eight carries, a couple touchdowns, a nice 30-yard run. And then the other touchdown run he had, the second one of that game, was really impressive because he got contact early in the play, fought through it, and powered past the tackle of Antoine Bethea. So that was encouraging. His yards per carry has started to climb, and they think that the continuity that's beginning to form on the offensive line might help with that, and they think that that's going to be directly connected to Chris Johnson going forward.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has experience in this league. Are the Titans excited that he's the backup who can step up? It's not like you're throwing in a rookie that hasn't played before. He should be up for this challenge.
Absolutely, and I think Fitzpatrick started to show more comfort level with the Titans offense, and they're starting to tailor the offense now that it's a foregone conclusion that Jake Locker is done for the season. They're going to make it more in line with Fitzpatrick's preferences. So now Fitzpatrick is the go-to guy the rest of the season, and they're going to try to implement probably a lot of shotgun sets, and that seems to be something he's very comfortable with, and the Titans are hoping that that combination with he and the offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins, can really get some harmony going.
What's the talk around the facility about Matt McGloin, possibly Terrell Pryor a couple of weeks ago? Now you got a quarterback coming off a great first game. There's film on him. What do the Titans think of him so far?
I'm sure that Coach Munchak, being a Scranton native like Matt and a Penn State guy, is already followed him a little bit throughout the career. I haven't gone back and watched the entire game against the Texans, but I know that can be such a tough place to play. Is really impressive for a guy in his first start. And the Titans haven't, quite frankly, handled as well as they could have the really mobile quarterbacks of like the Russell Wilsons and the Colin Kaepernicks. So if they have to prepare for Pryor, they're going to have to be a little bit better at stopping that mobility. And if they're preparing for McGloin, then I'm sure that they're getting every play from that game film last week to make sure they can find out as much info as possible.
Craig, finally, I think it's fair that we talk about the playoffs because every four-win team in the NFC and the AFC is still alive in the wild card picture. This is a big game for both teams for obvious reasons. Talk about what the Titans are thinking about as they look at this game and playoff implications down the road.
They've said that their playoffs start now. I don't think that's an overstatement. They realized that they won at St. Louis, got to 4-4, and then had two home games against division opponents and have lost the past two by a combined 5 points. I think the team has reached a level of frustration that they really didn't think they would or hope they would, and it's going to be about how they apply themselves and use that to execute plays that they've left on the table this season. They've had four games that have been lost by 7 points or less. And there's several good teams in that range that are still within striking distance, but you are correct about this game being huge for both teams.
We thank Craig for joining us. Stay tuned. There's still more to come as we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
The best part about our fans is that they're not just fans on the field. They're fans everywhere. You'll go to events, charity events, and you see the same fans, you know, supporting the Raiders, supporting the Raiderettes. So it literally is like a family.